Welcome back. It's great to be here with you again, and I'm so excited to discuss with you the world of entrepreneurship. Whether you're Lagos, London, Lisbon, LA, or Lima, the core principles of starting and managing your own business are universal. Today, we'll explore the exciting world of entrepreneurship, the characteristic of successful entrepreneurs, the role of small businesses in the economy, how to start your own business, and the trends shaping the future. Along the way, we'll reflect on some timeless wisdom from the Bible that speaks to the heart of business and purpose. Entrepreneurship is the process of starting and managing a business to make a profit. Entrepreneurs are visionaries who take risks to bring new ideas to life. They are the heartbeat of innovation and economic growth. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 11, "Sow your seed in the morning, and at evening let your hands not be idle, for you do not know which will succeed." This verse reminds us of the entrepreneurial spirit, taking action and trusting the process. So, now that we understand what entrepreneurship is, let's explore the different types of entrepreneurs and what drives them. There are classic entrepreneurs who start businesses from scratch. Micropreneurs who prefer to stay small, growth-oriented entrepreneurs who aim to scale, and intrapreneurs who innovate within existing companies. Each type plays a unique role in the business ecosystem. Understanding the types of entrepreneurs helps us appreciate the diversity in business. But what makes an entrepreneur successful? Well, let's find out. Successful entrepreneurs are ambitious, independent, confident, creative, and most importantly, they are passionate. They are risk takers who are committed to their vision. Their mindset fuels excellence and perseverance. With these traits in mind, let's look at how small businesses contribute to the economy. Small businesses are the backbone of the nation's economy. They create jobs, drive innovation, and support local communities. In the U.S. alone, they represent nearly half of the private workforce. Zechariah 4:10 says, "Do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin." Every big business started small. Are you inspired to start your own business? Well, let's walk through the first steps. Starting a business begins with a self-assessment, finding the right idea, choosing a business structure like we talked about in the last unit, and writing a business plan. Financing can come from personal savings, loans, or investors. In Luke 14:28, the Bible advises that, suppose one wants to build a tower, won't you first sit down and estimate the cost? This is important because planning is essential, right? Once your business is up and running, manage it effectively is a key to long-term success, but finances are needed during the very beginning stages. Managing a business involves hiring the right people, using consultants, and adapting to change. It also includes exploring opportunities and staying financially healthy. Now let's consider the advantages and challenges of owning a small business. So there's many advantages, right? You have independence, personal satisfaction, maybe some flexibility in your schedule. But challenges include financial risks, long hours, and competition. Finally, let's look at some trends that are shaping the future of entrepreneurship. Trends include the rise of women and minority entrepreneurs, the growth of home-based businesses, and the impact of technology. Entrepreneurship is becoming global, more inclusive, and there's many people who don't have even a home office. They travel around and are nomadic entrepreneurs. And because it's more than just starting a business. It's about vision, purpose, and impact. So whether you're dreaming of launching a tech startup, opening your own local cafe, the journey matters. As you step into the world of business, remember the words of Matthew 5, "Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." All of our business should should come back to the Father, to glorifying Jesus. I pray that you have learned something from this. Again, we are just scratching the surface. I pray that you have a great week. God bless, and we'll see you next week.